Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy taking you up until 2 o'clock. Miami Heat back in action tonight. They try and sweep the Boston Celtics. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Tip-off from the Kaseya Center set for 8:30. Preheat 7 o'clock with Alejandro Solana. Panthers, they're up 3-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Sergei Bobrovsky, 32 saves. I was on, by the way, did I tell you I was on a Toronto sports radio this morning?
You like going to other radio stations just to listen to them cry?
They asked me. They welcomed me in.
Toronto. They wanted you.
Wait, you Toronto. Were on?
Yeah, I was on Toronto's morning show today.
What?
A lot of A's.
Was it
dude.
Sponsored by Tim Hortons?
It was not. It was not. But you could tell that they were jealous that we're here and that they're upset because, you know.
Toronto is probably the most American of all the Canadians.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But you know what they're not?
What?
Still in the playoffs.
You know what? Isn't it weird that for the last 3 or 4 years, we were talking about you're never going to go anywhere in the Eastern Conference unless you get by Tampa and Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing to Carolina is unbelievable.
They're making them freak out as they walk off the ice.
Right.
Breaking them. Bob's in such a zone right now.
It's got to be. Think about this. Every game you've lost has been by one goal. So very easily could have gone the other way. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why you just get frustrated.
Yeah, I get it. And especially they're out shooting you. You know?
Dude, was it 40 to 20?
Yeah, they peppered them. Didn't matter. Let's get some headlines here. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know. Truck. Let me back that Raptor up.
OTA started today. Well, I guess they started yesterday, but today was the first one open to media. Mike McDaniel.
Who cares?
Me. Football. Mike McDaniel. He had
football and shorts don't count, baby.
It's not nothing. In fact, I believe Mike McDaniel refers to this as phase two.
See, can I just say this, Vlad? He knows all of the little words to use. To get dummies like
samurai.
Tony. Yeah. He got a little samurai in him, too.
Who?
He said, I wouldn't call this OTAs. I would call this phase two.
I love that.
And then he looks up, and all the Tobins in the group are going.
Don't refer to me as a group.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not true.
You got to other people that are in your, you know.
I've only cared about one thing that he addressed today.
What's that?
Jiu-jitsu. Here's a little bit of Mike McDaniel, and when I say a little bit, I mean a lot of it, of Mike McDaniel addressing Tua's jiu-jitsu.
You seen any of it, and if at all, what does that look like as far as his training and how it translates?
It kind of looks like bullying. Like, it's just a guy being attacked and going to the ground, and then how to transfer really energy from going to disperse it. And not have a central impact focus. It's something that, you know, it makes you think, hey, why haven't we detailed this before?
Fair point.
They haven't trained me how to be the tutorial. I think that's when it will really start to take shape because I'll just be knocking individuals over that are much bigger than me.
Which is everybody, Mike.
Season one, let's leave it to the experts and let somebody else beat them up a little bit. But it's been very positive in terms of, controlling what we can control and how to
what?
go along the process of.
This is nonsense.
Why is he going off to the?
He won't stop.
I think somebody might have marked it.
Oh, can we get unmarked? Is that possible? What's wrong? You didn't think those were great points?
No.
Why?
Because they're stupid.
Why?
You know why.
No, I don't. I don't understand why you continue to mock this.
Do you want to play the? Let's play this again so you get the full.
Please.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Seen any of it, and if at all, what does that look like as far as his training and how it translates?
Kind of looks like bullying. Like it's just a guy being attacked and going to the ground, and then how to transfer really energy from going to disperse it.
He's right about that,
and not have a central impact focus. Mm-hmm. It's central something that focus.
I use that all the time.
Yeah,
you know, it makes you think, hey, why haven't we detailed this before? They haven't trained me how to be the tutorial. I think that's when it will really start to take shape, because I'll just be knocking individuals over that are much bigger than me. But I really, season one, let's leave it to the experts and let somebody else beat them up a little bit. But it's been very positive in terms of, controlling what we can control and how to, go along the process of injury prevention as best we can.
Noble.
I don't know where to start, but I'm going to start here.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of jiu-jitsu was to help him to fall.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Why in the hell is Mike McDaniel talking about taking people down bigger than him?
Well, you know.
That's not the point of the jiu-jitsu. And so already, clearly, he missed the point about why Toa's doing this.
No, you're wrong.
Get out of here!
You're wrong. The point of him taking down is so you can brace the fall. That's the point.
Right. But why is Mike talking about, ooh, I get to take down people bigger than me?
Because, like, you want to be able to know how these players are going to be ready to brace falls. It's a great point by him. A great point.
You're trying?
I'm not trying anything.
Yes, you are.
I'm not trying anything. I'm listening to a wise man with wise words.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what his wise words should have been?
What?
I don't know, because we haven't been tackling, and so we have
No. See, that's adorable. You always want to dismiss everything and make it
not. I'm not dismissing. Hold on. I'm not dismissing the reason why he took it. The coach is dismissing it because he's thinking it's about kicking ass.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's not about kicking ass. That's not why he's taking jiu-jitsu. Is this not accurate? Is this not accurate?
Why can't he do both? Let's have a little
bit. Oh, they say, oh, okay. This week, we're going to learn how to get tackled and not split your wig.
Let's hear a little bit
more. But next week, we're going to learn how to fight back.
A little bit more from Mike McDaniel.
More. There's more.
Whose idea this was?
Whose idea this was? You really going to do this? Dude. Just because you're talking to a football coach don't mean it's football, right? This is not football. I'm not.
It's football, dude. It's football.
Really?
Go ahead, Vlad.
Whose idea was it for Tua to enter into that training? Was it something you guys jointly came up with? Or?
It's really hard sometimes for me to even to remember the etymology for things like that. I know.
Edamame, I hate that.
I know Coach Bevel was spitballing some problem-solving things that we could do because he hadn't been along this territory as well. I know there, Dave Palooka and Kyle Johnson were very involved in all of this stuff, but really it's amazing what can happen when you're not focused on who gets the credit. I think everyone, and because of that, no one. Does that make sense?
No, Mike! So it's no one. It does not make sense!
That's deep, right?
Hashtag deep. Doesn't make sense.
Hashtag deep?
That's hashtag deep.
What the hell are we doing?
Leo, you're
the only one that falls for this!
Falling for
and
what?
It's not even football season. I'll tolerate this crap in football season. But I'm not.
What do you mean?
I'm not falling for this during this hockey run or this basketball run.
You said we talked enough cats. Now you don't want to talk enough football. What do you want to talk about?
That's not football.
It is football.
That's what. What part of football is I can take bigger guys down?
Phase two.
And who's...
Minus one.
One more.
There's more? How long did you guys tie him up? You weren't.
It's a lot of strategic falling that is patterned after things that happened to our quarterbacks during the season. So, kind of recreating those things, because the master of jiu-jitsu had to study some game tape to understand, you know, how he is falling, where the impact points were, and what we could do to help correct it.
Are you kidding me?
By and large,
the master
you find
of jiu-jitsu
that,
is going on,
you know,
goal line stances.
Core strength.
What
is,
the hell are we
is
doing?
Very much important.
What?
When you're
I can't
talking
take
about
it anymore.
The transfer of energy of the human body going to the ground, and the different things that you can do to minimize that. Are strategic, but then strengthening of the core so that when you're going to the ground, your, you know, top of your torso isn't just a
torsos.
Leverage whipping device, you know. Those
a leverage looking device is your upper torso.
I think there's a bunch of different movements. I'm sure they have names. I couldn't describe them adequately. The best thing I have is, yeah, they're getting taken to the ground in the fashion they got taken to the ground in. As best replicated in the course of their playing experience.
And you got white belts to everybody?
No, black belts.
Black belts.
Yeah. I mean, we're not dabbling in this to be novices, you know? We are trying to own it.
This guy's using SAT words.
Can I just tell you, the next time I see Mike McDaniel, I'm going to kick his ass. To show him that judo crap
you
ain't
mean
working.
You're gonna kick his Publius Maximus?
Oh my God. Hey, dude, are you.
What did he say?
That was
he said edamame? Was he trying to order something from a Japanese restaurant?
But Tobin falls for it all the time, right?
What
like, wait, what did he say? The jiu-jitsu master.
Watch
so now we got Mr. Miyagi. Coming to the Dolphins facility to watch
Wrath of
tape.
King.
I mean, you don't know that
to watch tape.
Mr. Miyagi could be Brazilian. You don't know.
Wait, Royce Gracie?
Could be Gilbert Burns, for all we know.
Gilbert took an L last time, so we don't want that.
He owned the timeout.
It's all right.
He fought three times.
Yeah, he
needs
a timeout.
Hey, you falling for this?
Falling for what? There's no deception.
Falling?
Here.
That Hold man on. Is on the ground in love
when,
with this.
Wait. When you say, I had his jiu-jitsu master come and watch tape, you have lost me. That's it. No more. I'm done. I'm out on this conversation. I've let you get away with this nonsense before. You know what the crazy thing about sports is? There's no time for planning when you get hit. You think
That's
I want
why you get ready
I wish I could
case.
Take jiu-jitsu and not get knocked the hell out all
you
the time.
You probably could have.
No, you couldn't have.
You sure could.
You
wasn't as popular when you played, you know, when Carl Weathers was in class with you.
See why? Everybody get mad. Why we go at it? This is why. He's going out of his way. He knew that all of these Mike McDaniel. Ooh, this is going to get Leroy hot. You're right. It's nonsense. This is garbage. Garbage!
There's a lot of information in that soundbite.
I know what you're talking about, Leroy. You might as well. You got to eat this up because there's going to be a week of nothing for a while. So this all you're going to have is Mike McDaniel press conference.
I wish you would have saved it. Because I would, like,
why would minutes. I save that? I mean, I don't want somebody else to run with that.
Who?
Then all of a sudden ESPN has the feature?
You know they love Tua.
Can
they
I
love
just
talking
say
about
this?
Tua.
Nobody else was going to run with that.
Oh, I think you're wrong, dude.
You are
then why were there so many questions about it?
Huh?
Then why were there so many questions?
Because he's up there and they feel like they have to ask a question. Right? I've said that to a reporter. Oh, you just felt like you had to get one in, huh? Like, yeah. Dumb questions.
I've done that before.
Yeah. This is like, it's ridiculous. What the hell? Like, how did the question get to Tua's jiu-jitsu master had to come to the facility and watch game film.
I love it.
Say that to yourself.
I wonder how he
that
came.
That is ridiculous.
Was he dressed in dolphin-like gear? Or was he
no,
like
he was in a dolphin gi.
Yeah, aqua
like
orange.
It was aqua and orange. With the
first orange belt ever.
Was he wearing flip-flops? Like, was he wearing, like, one of those wooden no, sandals?
Did he watch film on a mat? Did he, like, sit down?
Indian I think
style?
You guys are confusing karate with Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Really?
Yeah.
And why is that? You know what? The fact that we're even talking about this is crazy. Huh? Oh, you're getting it mixed up with karate. Really?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
cool. Face. He's got such a smug
no,
face
he,
right
because,
now.
No, because I can't look at him for fear that I'm going to jump over there and it's going to be go time because he does this on purpose. He knew. You knew when you said that. He whispered over. Blaine. Get that Mike McDaniel, 1, 2, and 3. We got him. Right? Like, you knew it. You, wait. Hmm. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
The worst part is that you had your headphones on while we were hearing this.
Listen, we got to take a break. Mystery
no.
Panther's going to
no,
be joining
no, no,
us.
No, 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 no.
Ooh, Mystery Panther.
Mystery Panther's going to be
who's it going to be? Oh, this could be.
Was it confirmed?
This hour.
I did just get it confirmed.
Wow, this hour could really frustrate
Leroy. Break.
It better not be Bob.
I don't know. We'll see.
From McDaniel.
Take a break. Back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After this. All right, welcome back.
This sounds very hockey music.
This does sound like hockey music.
This intro, thank you very much.
Because they all, with all the hair, is it no shave? Are they not shaving?
I think some don't shave. Some don't shave. Some may just go with whatever they please.
Bob keeps it pretty. No, he's got a beard and hair all over the place.
He's got the long mane going on. He doesn't have much, not much facial hair, you know. Can't relate to that, you know, got to be honest with you.
Did Bruce Koepka go in the locker room?
I don't think he went in the locker room. I think he was drinking. He was drinking in the suite with
the suite.
Kachuk's brother.
Okay.
So I don't think he was.
And he called. Did he say Barkov had a was a traffic cone?
No, Ekblad.
No, Ekblad.
But they made up. They made up. Apparently they reached parties reached out between each other.
Hey, it's crazy because back in the day you could yell stuff like that and everybody would just get a chuckle out of it. Now everything is recorded.
Yep, pretty much. Everything is out there.
Because me and Kenny were, you know.
But he's a big Panthers fan, you know.
Yeah, but how about this? So me and Kenny would exchange season tickets every year, Kenny Lofton.
Yeah.
And one game, I was right behind third base, and I walked behind him, and I say, hey, Kenny, you're a fast guy. You think you can make some contact? And he gave me the finger.
So you're heckling?
Yes. He gave you the finger, and then Albert looks up.
Oh,
he goes,
man.
Really, dude?
Let's go out to the Toilet of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, the Toilet of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. This man is part of the run the Panthers are on right now. Really got, honestly cheated out of a great moment because of some stuck-up referee. But let's hop on into the Lamborghini. Ryan Lomberg joining us here on the show right now. Ryan, thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great start, too.
Yeah, you guys kept me up for like three more hours. That one, I thought it was done.
Yeah, you got to think if you would have known it would have played out that way, they just would have allowed it a lot earlier.
Yeah, I didn't really understand why, because it looked like he got backed down by the Carolina's player, and then he called on him clipping the goalie. I'm like, did they even look at it and see he got pushed back there?
Yeah, I mean, it was close. I think, unfortunately, they made the right call. I mean, those things are so close.
Right.
You really never know how they're going to go. But I think they made the right call and you know, just thankful that.
How tired were you? Because I've never, like, I can't imagine. Like, did the shifts get shorter and shorter?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like it was tough, no doubt. It's one of those things, like, if you keep them short, they're manageable. But, you know, once you let one or two get away from it and you get stuck out there, then it's tough to recover. You kind of feel like you're, you know, breathing in dirty air.
I know you guys are giving, like, a lot of credit to the strength staff and stuff. What is going on in the midst of all these? You guys are playing the most intense. Everybody talks playoff hockey is the most intense. It's sudden death at that point. What is the breaks like to cool yourself down, recover, and then get back up to get to this intense moment to try and win a game?
Yeah, it's pretty much right now playoffs are fairly predictable. It's usually every other day. So, you know, game day, you're locked in, it's intense. And then, you know, the days off are all about recovery, getting the body right, getting your mind right. You know, you'll do a bit of video and you know, coach will have his meeting and kind of set the tone. But yeah, you know, game day is intense, and then off day is you know, the complete opposite. You kind of just try to get away and you know, get your recovery in and do whatever you got to do to be ready to dial it back up to 100 the next day.
But specifically in that four overtime game, Ryan, like when you guys, like, I'm talking about like between you guys are playing this historic game. What the hell's going on from overtime to overtime? Like as the hours wane on.
Yeah, it's tough, no doubt, to be locked in for that long, you know. But I think, you know, we did a great job, you know, our group in between periods, staying light, you know, just trying to enjoy it. You know, if you're sitting around thinking about how long it is, how tough it is, it's only going to get longer and tougher. So we're there trying to enjoy it as much as possible. Guys, we're keeping a light in the room, you know. In those moments, it's kind of the team that makes the first mistake, right? So if you stay locked in and you just, you know, do whatever you can to, you know, get the puck in, get the puck out, and, you know, be in the right positions, you know, it's hard. But, you know, ultimately, it's usually the team that lets up for 1 second is the costly mistake.
I just felt so, I'm like, wow, they got to be exhausted. Here, I wanted to ask you a question about this because – you know, the way the team was last year and the way that you're playing now, it took a while to get here. And it seems like everybody bought in right away. And that's really a weird thing to go from being a scoring team to a physical team, right? That, and across sports, that's the hardest move to make. And how was it? Because it took a while, but now you guys are all here like, wow, this crap works.
Yeah, for sure. You said it. I think going back to last year, you know, it was a great year. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of success in the regular season. But, you know, ultimately, I think we had to come to the realization that, you know, ultimately that wasn't going to win a Stanley Cup, that style of play. You know, so – you know, over the course of the season, we learned some hard lessons. You know, we had to really dig deep as a group and get hard and commit ourselves, you know, individually and as a group to, you know, playing the right way, you know, and committing ourselves to really playing that hard, honest style of play. And, you know, obviously now at this time of the year, it's, you know, just force a habit. You know, coach has been pounding us all year about, you know, being hard men. And, you know, I think when, you know, we look around the locker room, you know, we're all tremendously proud, you know, to go to battle with the guys, because we know we're going to show up and be hard, you know, for one another.
It is. That's probably, if I would have to say, that's one of the hardest things to do in sports, to go from almost like a run and shoot team to a physical, like, just real physical team. It's
Ryan like, must like this though, because he's an antagonist. You'll mix it up with people. You like badgering opponents. You must like this.
My style didn't change up too much.
Yeah, you must love this.
I had to buy in a little bit more, but right. Yeah, for myself, I didn't have to change too much. But you know, obviously, to see some of our top dogs, you know, doing what it takes and just you know, really committing to you know the team winning game. It just makes everybody want to do it more.
What is that like? Can you take us a little bit into more of that, Ryan? Like you do play. Like you obviously play very physical. You play those mental games. You like talking on the ice and getting into guys and chirping at them. Like why is that such an effective part of your game to mess with your opponents a little bit to get into that head? Like do you feel like that's super effective in these games that are super tight?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a tough game. I've had to learn my whole pro career kind of navigating the line of what's too much and what's not enough. You know, so I still feel like, you know, there's some little lessons to be had. But, you know, ultimately, I think, you know, it helps bring me into the battle. And, you know, the same goes for my teammates, you know, when I'm, you know, beaking back and forth with an opponent and we're getting intense and getting after it, it kind of, you know, draws everybody in and makes sure everybody's engaged and they know, you know, we're in a battle because they hear it going on. So, you know, they're prepared.
You would take it like if there was a bar fight full of bikers, I would take Ryan Lomberg, Radko Gudas. You guys are coming out on top. Yes.
Me and the butcher, I mean, you got to think. Yeah.
Come on. Like, wait, you can like you come to with a name like the butcher. Like that.
Yeah,
that,
right?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not messing with that guy. His name is the butcher.
Oh, man. And every time he throws a big hit, I just yell down, welcome to the butcher shop, baby.
Is off the ice? Is he a sensitive soul? Like is Radko Gudas like kicking the feet up at home and listening to vinyls? Or is he just always on edge hitting a heavy bag?
No. He's a very interesting guy, the butcher. You know, he's a family man. He's a great guy. He's one of those guys. It's like so cliche to say, but you hate playing against, but love having on your team. He's such a tremendous teammate. You know, he does all the things that you know people don't see. His leadership, his ability to bring a team together. You know, there's so many things that he does that you know are so important to a team atmosphere.
Do you, you've been here for a while, Ryan, like do you, that atmosphere yesterday, where does that rank? Like the fans right now are on fire, the rats are raining. So just like, what did it mean when you get out there and you feel that playoff atmosphere, a conference finals at FLA Live Arena, what did that feel like?
Yeah. It's top of the list for sure. You know, as the years go on and the games go on, I truly believe our fans are getting better and better. There's more and more of them, more rats being thrown on. You know, there were a bunch of Carolina there too, which was awesome to see. But yeah, you know, we're all tremendously thankful for our fans. I don't think they get nearly enough credit as they deserve. And hopefully, you know, we can kind of change that moving forward here.
Would you rank it Goosey's or Goosey's galore as far as how you felt yesterday?
What Goosey's galore for sure. With the pom-poms going, you know, it's so cool. You know, it's like you're in a video game looking around. 20,000 people shaking their pom poms, light show going off.
Don't let him
talk about his experience, dude. If he got Goosey's galore, let Ryan Lomberg say he got Goosey's galore. He's a tough man.
Galore.
Yeah. Both options had Goosey's, so I, you know, you might as well go with the galore one.
I appreciate it. It's top notch right now. Before we get you out of here, Ryan, we got to talk about your goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky. Woo! The guy has had such a roller coaster career. I love this man. He's very, very interesting in how intense and how he prepares. But right now, dude's a brick wall. What can you say about what Sergei and how he's playing right now for you guys?
Yeah, it's, you know, you said it. He's playing amazing. I think, you know, people keep asking us, you know, about him and you know, what's changed. And I've been given the same honest answer. It's, you know, we knew he was capable of this all along. You know, we see his work ethic. You know, I've been with him for a few years now, and you know, there was no doubt that, you know, that this was going to happen. So you know, for him to put the work in and get the payoff he's getting, you know, for a team this time of year, You know, obviously very thankful to have him back there, but obviously as well very proud to have him as a teammate and you know, proud for himself.
Look, man, this is an incredible run. It's great to have you back healthy, and this is continued health and success the rest of this run, Ryan. We really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. Right. Appreciate you guys.
Okay. There you go. Ryan Lomberg, the Lamborghini, getting on out of here.
You lucky.
Why?
Because I almost
hit him. Because he got Goosey's galore?
No.
Goosey's galore.
Once you went there, I almost told Jay Fig to put the poster up to keep the mush away.
Right? No. Don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. I, you know.
You're lucky off.
Like, see, I'm reserved in that. I won't go there. But he has no, like, you throw me under the bus all the time. You know what? No, next time I'm not doing it. I'm not holding back. I always say, you know what? I'm not going to throw my boy under the bus like that. But no, that's what he does, fam.
That's you running him over. That's the bus.
Take a quick break.
A little baby bus.
Wrap things up on the other side. Thanks to Ryan Lomberg for joining the show.
The results are in. Weekday afternoon. The number one sports adjacent show in North America.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Hey, you guys want to go see Floyd Mayweather fight John Gotti? Of course you do. Caller number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. You'll get a pair of tickets. See Floyd Mayweather Jr. fight John Gotti III at FLA Live Arena on June 11th. That's a good question. I don't know. I think I have the press release somewhere. Hold on.
Turn your mic on.
I mean, you also.
That's a fair. Usually I know the fight back in
no,
my hand.
No. I'm talking to Vlad right here, who also has the ability to turn my mic on.
Let's see. It says.
But if you don't want to say anything, you're going to ask,
if
why
I'm
is my mic on?
And I forgot.
Let's see. It says Floyd Mayweather will take on professional fighter John Gotti III.
Is he a professional fighter?
That's what it says in the press release. It doesn't say how many rounds, though. How many did he fight Logan? Was it 8? I'm guessing 8. I'm going to guess 8. But I'm not positive. Oh, phone lines are lit up. People want to see this matchup. I love watching it. I got to say, even at his age, like he threw up a video the other day of him hitting mitts.
It's amazing.
Hypnotized.
It's literally amazing.
Hypnotized.
How he looks boxing still.
I like watching him practice more than fight. It's like watching Steph Curry in warm-ups, you know?
You know what? You are, like, your new nickname should be Sideshow Bob.
Why?
Because you like all the other stuff.
You're just mad. No. You're just mad because Ryan Lomberg got the Gooseys.
No, I'm
not
annoyed.
Just the Gooseys.
I'm annoyed that you even went there.
Why?
Because I was reserved. I didn't want to go to the mush area, right? And you went to Gooseys. And I'm like,
well, think about it. He's been here
why do I hold back?
He's been here, what, 3-4 years?
I know. Why do I hold back?
That's got to be something. You know, you've
why
seen.
Why do I hold back?
I don't know.
I don't know why I hold back because you know what you're like. You know, I'm not going to go there with you. And then, boop, you do. I just feel.
Somebody says on YouTube, he says, Ryan Lomberg, handsome. He's got a thing about him. His hair. He's got a ruggedness. Lamborghini.
Don't look at me.
Is he American?
I just found out he followed Shakira on Instagram.
Hey, is he American?
No, he's Canadian.
Canadian?
Okay.
He's I wonder Canadian. What part. I can always have those conversations now, being that I've traveled to Canada extensively.
Ryan Lomberg is from Richmond Hill, Canada.
Where the hell's that? What province or what?
Ontario.
Ontario. Nope.
The South Central York region of Ontario, Canada. So like by Buffalo?
Ontario's not east, is it?
I thought Ontario's where Toronto is.
Okay. So my wife is west of that.
Yeah. Whatever.
She's from the real French Canadians. Yeah. Ooh, man. Man, I say, anybody speak English? And then somebody whispered behind me, They all do. They just having fun with you. It never works at home.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's easy.
He was fun, though. I enjoyed talking to Ryan Lomberg, so shout out to him. If you guys missed any of the show today.
Shout out!
If you guys are going down to the arena tonight, you need a little preview. Ryan Lomberg joined us. John Crotty talked a little Eastern Conference Finals with Crotty today.
Crotty. So, look, we brought two interviews. We didn't even try to get out of here early.
I know. Well, I didn't know. Mystery Panther. That's all there's on.
Mystery Panther.
Mystery Panther, Mystery Time.
Hey. Bob, though.
No. Hey, dude.
I think
I'm
word's gotten out.
Did he really?
I don't know. I think it's gotten out.
I tell you what, we've had some. I've never had a bad Panther.
I might have said something to the media release.
Never had a bad Panther.
No.
Never had a bad Marlin either.
I already know word's gotten out. I'm getting yelled at by Moeller yesterday. Oh, I know who that message was to. I know who that message was to.
Yeah, let's get it one more time on the way out.
I know Moeller was yelling at me.
One more time.
Don't touch him. Don't talk to him.
Don't look at him.
Don't look at him.
Don't look at him.
Can't even look at him?
Wait, even Goldie joined in.
Gary, you even asked
Goldie
the question about
like
him.
Like you chime in with
fair,
me,
man. Like, listen, I was doing sports flashes when Goldie was doing 790. I was Panthers pre was producing that puppy.
I remember Goldie with Neil Rodgers. At. Remember that?
What's that?
I remember Goldie with Neil Rodgers.
I don't remember.
No, Goldie with Neil.
Who was with?
That was George Rodriguez.
Goldie, no.
Goldie was with Joe Rose.
Yeah, Goldie was
Defoe.
With Joe.
Joe Rose, Defoe.
And Goldie.
Who was with Steve? Who was with, I remember when I first came, who was with Neil Rodgers?
George Rodriguez.
No.
Rest in peace.
I'm telling you,
Goldie. You talking about Hank Goldberg?
No.
What are you talking about?
No. I'm telling you, go look.
I'm not going to go look.
I've done three bids here, man, in 20 years. I kind of would know.
That's not on the resume? That's not on the Rolodex?
That's on the
resume. But were you on 7? You were 560?
560.
I'm telling you. I thought Goldie was with Neil Rodgers.
No, Goldie was with.
Who's with Neil Rodgers? Who was his producers?
George Rodriguez.
No, he had another one.
Joe Costello?
Nope.
That's his only producers.
Pull it up.
Look,
I'm
we
telling
gotta get
you,
out of here.
We will, get
we'll
out of here.
I'm sure somebody
apologize.
Will text it in.
Then apologize to me.
I will.
He I'm not going to apologize to you.
Game 4, heat sweep, huh?
Yep. Broom's in the trunk.
Wow.
Don't let us get one. Dude, you're lucky if you get a quarter tonight, Boston.
Yeah, that's what I – wait, is it amazing that I start counting quarters?
But they did.
they did.
No, I'm just saying.
Put it on
I'm like, let me make sure that he did just win one quarter.
Do you, what do you think when the Heat hear that and they hear "Don't let us get one," like they have to giggle.
You get the Jimmy smirk.
Why?
Minus one.
I think that's what Strew sounds like.
How you gonna play your boy Max like that?
Seriously, what is wrong with you?
He also followed Shakira on Instagram.
Stop.
Are you saying the whole Heat squad is following Shakira?
No, but here's the problem. He's forcing J-Fig to hate Shakira. She didn't start off that way.
I don't feel like I did.
She
like,
can't hate
if
her.
If she finds the right person, look, she will hate. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this because I know I have information. J-Fig can't hate Shakira like that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can, but you can't. You know, there's actually family ties between J-Fig and Shakira.
Cardiac cats.
They're not cardiac cats. They've never really come back. They just held on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.